The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I find myself very moved to be with all of you, brothers and sisters, on this Palm Sunday. Here we are, the altar, the chalice on which the saving sacrament will be consecrated, all dressed in red, the blood of our Savior. Two words. First, we heard down in the baptistry, and I tell you, if they were silent, the very stones shall cry out. And to his apostles, seated there at the table, I confer on you a kingdom, just as my heavenly Father has conferred a kingdom on me. What is it we are doing here today? We are tracing the passion of our Lord. We are entering into the holy week of the great in the saving mysteries. We are in ritual walking with our Lord, and it can be very moving in the color and in the gospel. This gospel proclamation from Luke, which encompasses the whole panorama of human emotion and experience. Faith, hope, sadness, sorrow, death, the living. And on this holy day, as we walk with our Lord, right, the first, if they were silent, the very stones will cry out. We are walking with our Lord every day of our life. And oh, isn't the desire to fit in so great? Don't we wish to desire many times to be just like everyone else? Not too odd, not too weird, not too standing out. And that's a good thing. We don't want to be weird on purpose. But we don't want to force the stones to cry out. We want to cry out, Jesus is the Messiah. We want to express this divine faith. And so the first point, the stones, on the day of days, the stones will cry out. That is God's business, not ours. What is our business is to walk with our Lord in Jerusalem. When he entered in Jerusalem, was he like everyone else? No, very much noticeable. Were the crowds there expressing, because it was just such a bright, sunny day? We have no idea what kind of a day that Passion Sunday was. No, they were near to Jesus Christ. They were noticed because they were near to Christ. Teacher, stop them. I tell you, if they were silent, the stones would cry out. Let's pledge that we will never make the stones to cry out. We are wherever God wants us to be. On this holy day, no, brothers and sisters, God is calling you and I closer to himself during these high holidays. Yes, they are just ritual days, but God knows they're ritual days. They're ritual days commemorating the day when he opened his heart wide open to the whole world in suffering, in mercy, and in power for every heart to come to him. The stones cry out. The sky darkens at his sorrow. Well, we are wherever we need to be. And as we walk with our Lord throughout our lives, remember, we're walking with our Lord on the cross. The cross is noticeable. Jesus coming in Jerusalem is noticeable. The cross is noticeable. Just by being who he is noticed. So too, Christian soul, by being who you are, you will be noticed. Because some of us, it is true, and during these holy days, deepen your prayer, right? Some of us will be called in a specific way. Some here will be called to bring about the saving sacraments of God's grace as a priest. Some here will be called to serve the poor and the lonely and the sick and the uneducated in a very direct way through their consecrated life. Some will be given an immense gift and be called to immolate themselves in a completely hidden life of prayer, alone with Christ on the cross as he was. Be open to this. Walk with our Lord in these days. Let our prayer and our fasting be very real. We're going to be wherever it is that we are. I'm going to be in my office and around here. You're going to be wherever it is you are. Maybe a normal, everyday place. But I'm walking with my Lord. We're walking with our Lord here in these days. Not necessarily praying more, but praying deeper than we have before. Fasting with great simplicity so we can cry out to our Lord with a bigger, happier smile than we have ever had on our faces, because we are walking with our King and he has conferred a kingdom on us. Every grace, every power, but a kingdom on which he reigns from the Holy Cross. In these mystical days, especially those of you who are young, God will call you. I will always be so grateful to God for a Holy Thursday, now many years ago, where God planted in my heart a unending love for the Eucharist when I knew I had to be a priest. There are gifts to be given in these holy days. Do not miss them. Walk close to Christ on the cross. You'll be noticeable when you have to say no thank you to that cupcake or whatever, all right? We will be noticeable when you say, please excuse me while I go to say my rosary. You'll be noticeable when you're around, whatever, Uncle Bill, and he's just a complete annoying disaster, and you are kind to him when no else wants to be. You'll be noticed, which is good. Then the stones won't have to cry out. And then the King who spoke all those many ages ago on that lonely night with his disciples, I confer on you a kingdom. That kingdom will be planted ever deeper in our heart. A kingdom that reigns from only one throne, the throne of the Holy Cross. So let us go to the saving mysteries and be united to his cross and his resurrection on this altar, that he will open in our hearts every grace to receive him more fully in these holy days.